Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. As stocks tumble and the economy stumbles, state number crunchers project this year's budget deficit could swell to $10 billion. Lame duck lawmakers now plan to meet in a special session the day after the election to rejigger the state budget. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a federal judge has ordered California to hand over $250 million as a down payment to upgrade prison healthcare facilities or face fines of as much as $2 million a day. The ruling prompted this remark from the incoming pro tem of the state Senate, Daryl Steinberg.
One way you increase the prison population pretty readily is to cut education, to cut prevention, to cut the social safety net.
U.S. District Judge Thelton Henderson took control of the prison healthcare system in 2006 after finding at least one prisoner a week was dying due to inadequate medical care. After a year of gridlock in Sacramento, polls show voters are angry at their elected representatives. So much so, supporters of Proposition 11 think this may finally be the year for reforming redistricting, the process by which political maps are drawn. Today and tomorrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers examines Prop 11's potential impact on partisan warfare in the state capitol, beginning with this report.
It's often said voters have no idea what redistricting is and don't care. After all, the drawing of statewide political maps only happens every 10 years, and it's complicated. So maybe that's why Arnold Schwarzenegger chose a simple campaign message to coax voters into changing the process. And it's based on this statistic. Almost no California legislative or congressional race in recent years has ended with the party in power losing.
Now, we all know what happens when there is no competition. There's a lack of performance. Just imagine if Phelps will be there at the Olympics, standing at the starting line by the pool, and there's no one else standing there. Do you think he would have broken all those records? I doubt it.
The sales pitch is seductive. If only legislative districts had competitive numbers of Republicans and Democrats, things would be different at the state capitol. Unless, of course, you travel just a few miles from the capitol.
Hello, Jay.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Congratulations on your being unopposed.
I'm not unopposed.
Well, I thought you were.
No. I have two opponents, actually.
The man with the invisible opponents is Roger Nilo, the incumbent in the 5th State Assembly District, shaking hands and making small talk at a recent campaign fundraiser. Nilo is a Republican whose Sacramento district is one of the most evenly split this year between the two major parties. And yet the campaign has been low-key.
Have you met your Democratic challenger?
Yes, briefly at a campaign forum. During the primary. Have not seen him since then.
Assemblymember Nilo's Democratic challenger is 26-year-old state worker Dan Leahy.
You know, I'm just out and I'm talking to people. I make my phone calls. I send out some mail pieces. And I just talk to people about how they're feeling, what they think their priorities should be, and then I tell them a little bit about myself.
But the Democratic Party's official booklet of assembly candidates doesn't even mention Dan Leahy or the 5th District.
I think the state party is missing the boat on a lot of opportunities. I mean, there's not just my seat, but I mean, there are other races that they could be competitive in that they're just, I don't know what they're doing.
It's likely Democratic leaders are focusing on a harsh reality. Even when districts on paper are competitive, the power of incumbency is enormous, and Prop 11 will not change that. But competition isn't all Schwarzenegger is promising from the initiative.
Right now, the decisions that are being made in Sacramento, it's always based on what's best for the party rather than what is best for the people. And we got to change that. We got to make politicians compromise.
In other words, create a new impartial system of drawing legislative districts with Prop 11, and political compromise in Sacramento is just around the corner. Or is it?
It's not just the districts that are, certainly not just the districts that are, are making legislators partisan.
Eric McGee is a researcher at the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. In a recent study, he compared legislative districts drawn by judges after a legal fight in 1991 with the current ones drawn by the legislature itself in 2001. McGee then examined the votes of legislators to see if the maps drawn by judges produced more moderate politicians. He believes they did not.
Redistricting is sort of a clumsy way to produce moderates because whether the district is competitive on paper, then whether it actually produces a competitive election, and then whether the legislator actually responds to that competitive election by becoming more moderate. Each one has a fairly weak correlation, and by the time you get to the end of it, you have very little in the way of any effect.
McGee's research is supported by what's happening back in the 5th Assembly District. Even though the district has almost equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, incumbent Roger Nilo has a decidedly conservative voting record. This summer, Nilo was one of the most prominent Republicans fighting both Democrats and the governor on the issue of taxes to solve the budget deficit. And yet, even in this barely Republican district, he says constituents kept telling him he was doing a good job.
I think I do represent the values and the ideas of the people in the district.
Anecdotes like this might be why compromise and competition are not promises being made by Kathy Fung. She's the executive director of Common Cause California, one of the authors of Prop 11.
Because of the residential patterns of voters, inter-party competition is actually not something that is a major, that will become a major outcome of Prop 11.
Fung acknowledges what many redistricting experts believe. Californians are so geographically clustered by ideology, it's impossible to draw a large number of competitive legislative districts. But Fung says Prop 11 isn't about balancing political power in Sacramento. Rather, it's about stopping incumbents from protecting their personal power base by handpicking their constituents.
What kind of accountability is there? Essentially, we have got a built-in system of a monarchy, not a democracy.
Prop 11 would create a commission of citizens to oversee the drawing of legislative districts. And the initiative says those districts would be drawn without any consideration for the preferences, even the residents, of an incumbent legislator. For example, a district that's strongly Democratic may stay that way, but it may be drawn to include Democrats the incumbent never represented, and thus voters he or she must work to impress. But here, too, there will be limitations.
There is no one perfect map.
Karen McDonald is the director of the statewide redistricting database at UC Berkeley.
There is no one perfect map that somebody can draw that will make everybody happy.
That means voters need to closely examine who will be drawing legislative districts if Prop 11 passes and whether the process will be a fair one. That part of the story tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, October 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org. And Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com.